UA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in a dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night. Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Meantime, millions of early ballots have already been cast for the November 3rd election. Both candidates are out campaigning, with Mr. Trump holding rallies in the states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and Mr. Biden traveling to Ohio and also to Florida. Another presidential debate on October 22nd is still scheduled to take place, though it's unclear in what format. New applications for U.S. jobless benefits rose against expectations last week to 898,000. The Labor Department said on Thursday the 53,000 increase from the prior week was the sharpest rise in seasonally adjusted initial claims since the week of August 15th, as the United States attempts to recover from mass layoffs caused by business shutdowns earlier this year, all to stop COVID. French President Emmanuel Macron began an EU summit on relations with Britain on Thursday, declaring that France's fishing community must not lose access to UK waters because of Brexit. Macron said the fishermen will not be those sacrificed to Brexit. He said that France didn't choose Brexit and that preserving access for French fishermen to British waters is an important point in the talks. For more stories making international headlines, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel has approved over 12,000 West Bank homes in 2020, a record high for Jewish building in occupied Palestinian territory, the settlement watchdog Peace Now said on Thursday. The announcement came after a Defense Ministry Planning Committee approved plans for more than 4,900 more homes during a two-day meeting held Wednesday and Thursday. The watchdog group said the latest approvals come less than a month after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed agreements to normalize relations with Israel, which in return pledged to freeze its plans to annex parts of the West Bank. Peace Now said that the count so far is 12,159 units approved in 2020. It added that the committee might hold another round of approvals before the end of the year. The Palestinians and neighboring Jordan on Wednesday condemned the recent approvals. At least six people were killed Thursday when a convoy of oil workers was ambushed by gunmen in Pakistan's Restif Balochistan province, officials said. The province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran, is the poorest in the country despite being rich with oil and gas and remains home to Islamist, separatist, and sectarian insurgents. Paramilitary troops and workers from the state oil and gas development company were among those killed in the attack on a highway in Gwadar. A senior official said no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Balochistan is a key to the China-Pakistan economic corridor, part of Beijing's regional Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. The corridor seeks to connect China's western province of Xinjiang with Gwadar, giving Beijing access to the Arabian Sea. The province's roughly 7 million inhabitants have long complained, though, that they do not receive a fair share of its gas and mineral wealth. Protesters are out in force in the streets of the Thai capital, Bangkok. They are defying a ban on gatherings. The protesters chanted for the release of people detained in the crackdown. An emergency decree was issued early on Thursday morning in response to protests in Bangkok on Wednesday. The decree, which banned gatherings of more than four people, went into effect early Thursday. Riot police gathered around the protesters, and pictures from the scene showed clashes and some protesters being forcefully arrested. Hundreds of prisoners are being freed between the warring sides in Yemen since the conflict there began in 2015. More than 600 Houthi rebels and 400 pro-government prisoners are expected to be released over the next 2 days. The mass prisoner exchange was agreed to during a UN-supervised talk in Switzerland last month. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman.